Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as here as you can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Amy has 1, Adam has 3, and Peter has 4.
What?
Okay, Amy, you're in third place. You are up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill-in-the-blank. On Monday, 42 journalists were detained as part of the ongoing post-coup crackdown in blank.
Turkey.
Right. On Thursday, the Pentagon opened a formal inquiry into a coalition airstrike that killed 74 civilians in blank.
Syria.
Right. This week, John Hinckley Jr., the man who tried to assassinate blank, was released from the mental hospital.
Ronald Reagan.
Right. After making the move from PBS to HBO, blank announced Thursday it was laying off most of its human cast members.
Sesame Street, those bastards!
It's true. This week, a woman in England successfully fended off a mugger using blank.
A bumper chute.
A packet of bacon. This week, Solar Impulse 2 became the first plane to fly around the world without using blank.
Any petrol.
Yeah, fuel. A woman in Florida is suing a local school for discrimination after they told her they would not hire her to be their Spanish teacher just because blank.
She didn't speak Spanish.
Exactly right. Tracy Rosner is her name. She applied for the extended foreign language track at the Coral Reef Elementary that would have required her to teach students one full hour of Spanish daily. School administrators turned it down for the job. When it turns out she does not speak Spanish, she's suing the school for discrimination, saying that the decision is loco en la cabeza, whatever the hell that means. Bill, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Well, she's reaching for victory. 6 right, 12 more points, 13 total. She has the lead.
All right. Adam, you're up next, fill in the blank. On Thursday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that despite recent attacks, the country would not be changing its policy on blank.
Migrants.
Right. This week, Verizon agreed to buy blank for an estimated $4.8 billion.
Yahoo?
Right. On Wednesday, prosecutors in Baltimore dropped all remaining charges in the death of blank.
Freddie Gray.
Right. After customers complained, a restaurant in Florida decided not to serve a lobster that was blank.
Covered in cockroach milk.
No. 110 years old, estimated. They're sending it to an aquarium. On Tuesday, ALS researchers announced a breakthrough thanks to the money raised by blank.
The ice bucket challenge.
Yes, on Sunday, Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Piazza were inducted into the blank.
Baseball Hall of Fame.
Right, on a Florida man arrested for possession of meth on Wednesday was actually guilty of blank.
Keeping a 110-year-old lobster.
No, he was guilty of possession of a glazed Krispy Kreme donut.
And why was it glazed? Because it was covered in meth.
Exactly. Well, that's what happened. The guy was like, he just finished his donut when a cop pulled him over and noticed all these little sugar flakes that you get from a glazed donut and said, ha, that's meth. The man was exonerated when a Florida state crime lab identified the substance as sugar coating. And that forced police to release one of the world's most dangerous donut kingpins back into the streets.
Oh, sort of like Baking Bad.
Exactly.
There
you go. Bill, how did Adam do?
Well, we have an unusual situation. He got 5 right, 10 more points, 13. That means he and Amy are tied.
Oh, wow. So how many, then, does Peter need to walk away with this?
5 to win.
Here we go, Peter. This is for the game. On Thursday, the FDA asked 2 counties in Florida to halt blood donations over blank fears.
Zika.
Right. On Thursday, officials said that a wildfire in blank had spread to cover over 40 square miles.
California.
Right. During an interview on NBC this week, President Obama revealed he doesn't actually eat 7 blanks every night.
Almonds.
Right. On Wednesday, Stephen Colbert revealed that Comedy Central owned the rights to his famous character blank.
Stephen Colbert.
Right. A New Jersey Crime Stoppers organization announced this week that they were offering $250 for any information regarding the whereabouts of blank.
Chris Christie?
Close. Close. A giant inflatable duck.
I'm so glad that worked out that way.
I should have just given you the
point. You got to give me that one.
Yeah. On Monday, Chicago Bulls great blank released a statement on police violence.
Michael Jordan.
Right. On Sunday, Chris Froome became the 8th person to win the blank race 3 times.
Tour de France?
Indeed. A Washington State man says that he led police on a 49-mile high-speed chase spanning 2 counties because he was blank.
Lost.
Bored. The man ran a red light in full view of a sheriff's deputy who began pursuit. Eventually, over the course of an hour, the man led police onto the I-5 across county lines before circling back and crashing. Officers in the scene reported the man wasn't impaired in any way. He had no prior arrests. He just started the chase because he was bored. He's now being held without bail at a local jail where he's thinking of starting a riot to shake things up. Bill, did Peter do well enough to win?
Yes, he did. 6 right, 12 more points, 16 total. He's
well
the winner.
Well done, Peter. Congratulations. You are champion.
Long time.